cleaning, cooking, and running errands. How much unpaid work do you do? An organization wants to figure this out, and this is what they call an invisible work calculator. And joining me in studio is Valérie Letourneau. She is the coordinator and spokesperson for L'Aire des Centres des Femmes du Québec, and they organized the study. They released the results today. Valérie Letourneau, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Sabrina.
Tell me, what exactly is invisible work?
Invisible work is a term used to describe work which is not officially recognized as work. The type of work that is not accounted for in our income, such as housework, care work, the work of mothers and grandmothers, volunteer work as well, and also women who work for their partners' businesses.
Okay, so those are kind of different categories, I guess. So if you're helping out at your partner's business, and this includes things like housework?
Yes, it does. So it goes as far as planning for the groceries, or shopping, or cooking, or cleaning the house. So it includes all these tasks. And so it's real work. It's necessary for our wealth and for our health, but it's not accounted for, and it's undervalued as well.
And why include that as invisible work? Let's say for some people listening saying, you know, doing groceries, that's a part of life. That's just what we do to have to survive. Why is that included in things that you looked at and calculated?
Well, historically, women, well, not so far ago, were home mom, and it was their full-time job, you know, to care for their families. And so once upon a time, we used to consider this as work. It was not paid for, but still it was considered as work, and it is still today part of what we need to do in order to survive. And if you don't feed your family well, people is going to get sick. And so it's very important work. And when it's not recognized or valued, well, it brings out disparities between men and women. And this type of task always fall on women's shoulders, or mostly, that's what we discovered with our calculator.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about the results, because you kind of did this invisible work calculator. Yep. So I'll ask you how you went about that. But first, what are the results that you got?
Well, we had like a bit more than 5,000 people answering it, most of them women.
Was this online?
It was online. It was launched on May 1st of this year. The results are that women, in average, are doing 26.5 hours of invisible work per week. And men are doing 16.5 hours of invisible work per week.
So everyone's doing invisible work. It's just your results found that women are doing more, about 10 hours more than men.
Yeah.
What did you think of these results? Were you surprised?
We were not surprised because the literature addressing this topic says about the same thing. So for instance, Statistique Canada, the latest results were saying that there was a 6 hours gap between men and women. So it's almost the same, but it's very hard to measure. So we're not very surprised, no. And we think that it shows that still today women are doing more of this type of work, even if we made big changes in our society, and even if women are also doing paid work. And this is part of the problem here, is that when you do a full-time job and you do also invisible work, what time is there left for everything else, like your own health? So women were saying things in this survey like, I'm so tired, I'm desperate, I don't have enough energy, I'm stressed out, and all this because they have to put out all this energy in the invisible work as well as in their professional careers.
Yeah, and so this was an online questionnaire where people could answer what they did exactly, but then they could also comment on feelings?
That's right. Yeah, so we had a lot of comments like this, distress calls, I might say, even. So for those women, we said, go to your nearest women's center. That's what we're there for. We are there for. So yeah, it was pretty shocking to read the results, actually.
What prompted you to even want to launch this invisible calculator where you calculate invisible work?
Yeah, that's a good question. Last year, we were doing a campaign in order to, promote women's centers in Quebec. And in our campaign, we were doing many public activities with women in our communities. And it's the women who came to our activities who said that it was an issue that were concerning them. So that's why we decided to take this topic and search it, go deeper and try to find what we could demand in order to reestablish a greater equality between men and women.
And I wanted to ask you about what are you calling on now that you have these results?
Yeah.
And you see, you calculate that with about 26 hours a week that women, mostly women, are doing of unpaid work. Men do unpaid work as well. But this is about an extra $330 a week monetary value.
That's what, yeah, exactly. If we use a minimum wage to try to value how much it represents, it's about, $330 per week.
So what are you calling for based on these results you see?
We are asking this specific questions to women throughout Quebec today. There's a consultation process starting today in women's centers in order to identify what demands we want to bring forward to our political representatives. So it starts today, but it's not done yet. So we have a whole process coming in order to identify our demands.
And then you'll see from there where you take that. Valérie Le Tourneau, thanks very much for explaining this to us. And I'm curious to know what our listeners think. How much unpaid work would you estimate that you do? You can text us 514-566-9066. Valérie Le Tourneau, she's the coordinator and spokesperson for L'Aire des Centres des Femmes du Québec. And they created an invisible work calculator to see how much unpaid labor Quebecers do. Valérie, thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Sabrina.
That is Valérie Le Tourneau. Right now, it is 4:20, and let's check on the drive with Akilah Lee.